What's happening, Black Healing Matters family? Danielle here with yet another episode of the Black Healing Matters podcast, where we offer you new ideas to hopefully move you one step closer to your healing. Happy Welcome Wellness Wednesday to you, Black Healing Matters family. And wherever you are in the world, I hope that you are welcoming just a touch of wellness into your Wednesday, as you do every day, but especially today. And you know how we do every Welcome Wellness Wednesday. We like to talk about something that will hopefully add a touch of wellness to your life. And I thought today that why not discuss some of the things that bring me wellness on a regular basis. Specifically, today, I'll ask you, what are your top three must-have items in your home? And I'm talking about items that, you know, promote your comfort, your well-being, your wellness in your home that you just never go without. For me, I have my top three, and I'm going to share them with you today. Number one, without further ado, wasting no time, the first thing that my house is never without is apple cider vinegar. Now, you may have heard of, you know, using apple cider vinegar for a multitude of purposes, and that is the reason that I keep it around. When, for me, drinking apple cider vinegar and water, don't forget water, don't drink it straight. By the way, I should clarify this and say apple cider vinegar with the mother, again, organic apple cider vinegar, not the clear stuff. I'm talking about the cloudy one that settles at the bottom and, you know, looks like brown chalk at the bottom. That is the one I'm talking about. That's the one you want, not the other one that's been clarified. So organic apple cider vinegar, the benefits to organic apple cider vinegar and the uses are endless. I use it in my hair as a clarifier, especially ladies. For ladies, those of us with protective styles, and if you ever taken out your braids or something like that, you need something to kind of clarify all that product buildup and stuff off of your hair and really get your scalp squeaky clean. Apple cider vinegar and water, one part apple cider vinegar, two parts water, and a three-part solution. Bam, spray that on your scalp, leave it on for maybe 10 minutes, wash it off, and you're in business, okay? Like, amazing, okay? Apple cider vinegar after maybe you, if you eat a little bit too much, you know, bread or carbs, and you know, you just kind of have that uncomfortable, bloated feeling. One shot of apple cider vinegar, maybe a few tablespoons in a glass of water, and drink that down. You're good to go. Apple cider vinegar and cleaning as a cleaning solution. It's great to help you get those stuck on stains and things off. Things that that have calcified a bit. They need a little bit of softening. Apple cider vinegar. You know, hard to reach places you want to sterilize or anything like that. Apple cider vinegar. That's the way to go. Okay. That's my number one on my list. Number two, second thing that my house is never without is baking soda. Yes. Baking soda. If you can think of the liquid, all purpose is apple cider vinegar, then the powder all-purpose substance would be baking soda. Baking soda basically does many of the same things as apple cider vinegar, except it's in a powder form. So sometimes it's good for like getting out stains or, you know, when you need to clean something, you need a little friction or a little polish, even for skin, as I mentioned, about hair, but also for skin. I notice when my skin is feeling a little dusty or, you know, kind of rough, just buff it on out with a little bit of baking soda, and you're in business, okay? Your skin feels amazing. I put it in my laundry to get any kind of smells out. Again, putting it in your shoes or anything where there's some smells that you may not enjoy. Great, great stuff. As you know, baking soda is a primary ingredient in many of our household products, so it's not really a surprise. And the last but not least, the third item that my house is never, never, never without is coconut oil. Yes, coconut oil. Of course, coconut oil is good for cooking. It's great for your body. It also has wonderful properties. If you studied anything about coconut oil, the effects of coconut oil on the brain, particularly one of the components is called medium chain triglycerides, MCTs. These are particularly powerful and helpful for generation and regeneration of the brain cells. And this can, you know, also be helpful when in your energy, and it's a great oil for intake, for cooking, and, you know, just using internally. Also things like oil pulling. If you ever heard of oil pulling, which is a way to keep your dental hygiene great. If you don't know what that is, check it out. Google it. Oil pulling with coconut oil. Another great use of coconut oil is, of course, on your skin. Many people use coconut oil on their hair and skin as a go-to, and as do I. Okay, I use it for all of the above. So these are my top three things that my house is absolutely never, ever without. Okay, I always have an extra bottle of apple cider vinegar, an extra large bag of baking soda, and a huge tub of coconut oil always in my house. And for you, Black Healing Matters family, what are some of the items? What are your top three items, wellness items that you just keep in your home that are just a must, you know, that you just never run out of, you never want to be without? We'd love to hear from you. Add to the list. All right. Maybe you can teach us something new too. Please do call in, leave me a message, email blackhealingmatters@gmail.com, or comment even on Facebook, on YouTube, on SoundCloud. Any of the above is great. And on that note, Black Healing Matters family, stay blessed. And as always, Black Healing Matters.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.